由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。《天路导向》，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
欢迎你再次收听今天由我和麦克牧师主持的《天路导向》。
It is our joy to know that this is ministering to you.
我们很开心能够帮助你更加认识上帝。
We have just started a series of messages called Biblical Compassion.
而我们现在播紧的系列节目呢，叫做《上帝的怜悯》。
We are studying the book of Jonah.
而今日我们读的经文呢，全部都是来自圣经的约拿书，旧约的约拿书。
In our last two broadcasts, we spent some time learning about the will of God.
在上两次节目里面呢，我们就讲过关于上帝的旨意这一个方面的话题。
We also learned how different people respond to God's will.
我们也讲过呢，人对上帝的旨意会有什么不同的回应。
Have you ever been in a situation where you tried to ignore the will of God in your life?
在你过往的经历里面呢，不知道你有没有忽视过上帝在你生命里面的旨意呢？
I have.
我就曾经有过这样的经历了。
If you have never been there, I pray to God that you never will.
你啊，唔知你有冇过咁样嘅经历咧？我其实希望，如果你冇嘅话，就唔好有啦。
Have you ever been in a situation where you knew clearly what the Word of God said？
你有冇遇过咁样嘅情况？就系你明明知道系上帝同你讲嘢。
Have you ever been in a situation？
你有冇遇过咁样嘅情况
？Where you knew clearly what the Word of God said regarding a specific situation in your life？
就是你明明知道上帝在某一件事情上面对你的心意是什么。
But you went against it anyway.
但是你就偏偏是不愿意听他讲呢？
Have you ever had the word of God speak clearly to you?
你明明知道上帝对你讲了一些东西。
But it did not fit your own goals, so you went in another direction.
但是因为上帝跟你说的东西并不合你的胃口，所以你就会一意孤行，不知道你有没有这样试过呢？
Only those people who have been there know the consequences.
其实只有经历过这些东西的人才会清楚究竟这些东西会带来什么的后果。
To some, these consequences might not surface for a while.
有些时候结果呢不会立刻出现的。
But make no mistake about it, surface they will unless you repent.
但是迟早有一天，这种后果是会临到你，除非你悔改。
Only those of us who have been there know the overwhelming grace of God when we repent and turn back.
亦都只有那些经历过悖逆又回转的人，才能够深深地体会到上帝那种无限的赦罪的恩典。
Maybe there is someone listening right now who is adamant about doing his or her will and not God's.
今天可能你是执意这样按着自己的意思去行，而不愿意去顺服上帝。
And God has been sending all kinds of signals and warnings and prodding.And he has been patiently waiting for you to respond.
其实上帝亦都系向你发出紧各式各样嘅信号，并且好耐心咁样去等待紧你嘅回应。
Perhaps there is someone listening right now who is toying with the thought of flirting with sin.
今日可能有人听紧我哋嘅节目，但系心里面仍然系心猿意马，好想去品尝一下罪里面究竟有乜嘢嘅快乐呢
？Perhaps there's someone who's listening right now who is trying to test the patience of God。
可能有啲听紧呢个节目嘅人会谂紧啊，我究竟点样先可以试到上帝嘅耐性有几多呢
？Perhaps there's someone who's listening right now。Who is testing the patience of God?
今日可能你 正正就喺度挑战紧上帝嘅忍耐力。
Or perhaps there's someone listening right now who is convincing himself that it is okay to take shortcuts at work or at school.
今日可能你正喺度说服自己话，诶，喺工作啊，喺学业上面投机取巧有乜所谓啫？
We learned in our last broadcast that there are only two types of Christians.
在上一次我曾经讲过，这个世界上面只有两类的基督徒。
Those who are traveling with the will of God.
一类呢，就是进行上帝旨意的基督徒。
And those who are traveling against the will of God.
一类就是违背上帝心意的基督徒。
There is no third.
没有第三种的了。
We saw also how Jonah decided to travel against the will of God.
我哋讲到咧，约拿决定唔听上帝嘅说话，去行佢自己嘅路。
We saw that when you travel against the will of God,
我哋见到当我哋远离上帝嘅时候
，you pay the full fare.
我哋就要自食其果啦。
You never complete the journey.
除咗你系去唔到目的地咧。
And you never get the refund.
重要，你是要落得血本无归。
But when you travel with the will of God,
但是当我们去遵行上帝的旨意的时候呢
，You will always complete the journey.
我们就会马到功成。
God pays the full fare.
上帝会为我们呢负责到底。
Jonah, instead of going east as God asked him to do.
约拿没有按照上帝吩咐他去到东方的尼尼微。
He decided to buy a ticket and travel as far west as it's humanly possible to go in those days.
相反，他决定呢买一张飞去西边的他斯，即是西班牙。他呢决定去到越远越好，越远越好，就去到西班牙了。
But the God of heaven was watching him.
但是原来他发现到天上面的上帝却在注视他的一举一动。
Listen to Jonah chapter 1 verse 4.
请你听我读出约拿书第一章第四节。
Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up.
但是耶和华让到个海起咗大风，于是个海就狂风大作，甚至令到只船呢都差啲被破坏。
Let me stop right here and ask you this.
嗱，我哋停一停，问你一个问题。
Do you know why God pursues his children?
你知唔知点解上帝唉成日都跟住佢啲儿女呢
？Do you know why God pursues you?
点解上帝成日喺你嘅尾巴度跟住你呢
？Do you know why no matter where you go, God will go after you?
你知唔知道点解无论你去到边度都好，上帝都喺你后面呢？
Do you know why God doesn't just say, Oh, well, it's too bad, he just wandered off from me?
你知唔知道点解上帝唔讲话算啦，等佢走啦
？Well, I'm sorry that she decided to go her own way.
唉，真系遗憾啦，唉，佢系都要行自己想行嘅路嘅。
Well, he went against my will and my word, and I am dumping her, and I'm getting somebody else.
好啦，算罢啦。既然佢都决定要违背我嘅心意，又唔听我讲咯，唉，放弃佢啦，重新揾过个人啦。
Before I answer the question, let me tell you this.
喺我去答翻呢个问题之前咧，我想话俾你听一件事。
God never deserts his own.
上帝永永远远都唔会放弃属于佢嘅人。
God never lets a true Christian lose his or her salvation.
上帝绝对不会让一个真正已经得救的基督徒去失去他的救恩。
God never lets one of his sheep fall into the abyss.
上帝绝不会让他的羊啊，是堕落去深渊而不理他。
Listen to what Jesus said in John 6:39.
请听耶稣基督在约翰福音第六章三十九节讲的话。
And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day.
派我嚟嘅嗰个嘅上帝嘅意思系乜嘢呢？就系话到佢所赐俾我嘅，我一个都唔可以失落。我要喺末日叫佢哋复活。
Back to the question as to why God pursues His children.
我哋就翻到去正话嘅问题啦。点解上帝系都要跟住佢嘅儿女呢
？Why indeed？
我哋点解咧？我哋揾唔到。
Because he loves you so much.
原来因为上帝真系爱我哋。
And God is not willing to let you go.
上帝永远都唔想丢弃你。
Through the years, I have seen many a loving spouse.
喺我一生当中，我哋见过好多爱自己配偶嘅人。
When one spouse in blind selfishness wanted out of the marriage.
当夫妻的一方很自私地说我要离婚的时候
The loving spouse is unwilling to let go.
但是另一方却是因为爱而不愿意离开
But ultimately they do not have the power to hold on and they have to let go.
但是他没有办法所以最后只要望着他由他走了
They have no other option.
他们除了分手之外就冇其他选择。
But this is not so with God.
但系其实同上帝就唔系咁样噶。
Because He has all power on heaven and earth.
因为上帝有统管万有嘅权柄。
He will not let you go.
上帝唔会让你任意去离开佢噶。
Until you obey.
佢喺度等紧你去顺服。
You will bring pain and suffering to yourself and your loved ones.
你会让自己同埋你嘅亲人系受到伤害同埋痛苦噶。
You will bring suffering upon your whole community until you obey。
直到你信服，你去悔改归翻去上帝度嘅时候，你都系将紧伤害带紧俾你周围嘅人。
There is no clear example in the Old Testament about the tenacious love of God than in the book of Jonah.
在旧约里面，约拿书比其他的书卷更加能够体现上帝那种坚定不移的大爱。
The pagan sailors were terrified of the storm.
连那些不认识上帝的水手呢都就快被这个惊涛骇浪吓亲了。
Obviously, this was unlike any other storm that they had ever encountered.
你想想他们是几咁有经验，但是他们在一生人里面都未遇上过一啲咁大咁大嘅风暴。
In all of their years of crossing the Mediterranean Sea, they had never seen anything like this.
喺横跨地中海嘅生涯里面，佢从来都未见过一啲咁劲嘅风暴啊。
Pagans in general are fearful of natural phenomena.
而唔认识上帝嘅人呢，通常呢都会对一啲自然现象有一啲畏惧噶。
Why？
点解佢哋会对嗰啲咩横风横雨啊，或者一啲天灾人祸啊，有一啲咁嘅畏惧呢
？Because to pagans, nature is God.
因为原来对非信徒嚟讲，自然界就系佢哋嘅神。
And if their gods are angry.
假如他们的神发怒的时候
They cannot appeal to the creator of nature.
他们就没有办法了
Because they do not know him.
因为他们根本就不懂得这个的自然
Where was Jonah when all this was taking place?
那究竟狂风大作的时候约拿在哪里呢
Look at verse 5 of Jonah chapter 1.
那让我们来看看约拿书第一章第五节
Let's read it.
请你听我读出，是约拿书的第一章第五节，他是这样说的。水手就很害怕了，每一个人都在哀求着自己的神。他们将船上面所有的货物都扔到海那里，希望这船轻点。约拿呢，他呢，就落了最底最底最底的船舱，在里面呢，就睡觉。
Thank you.
Jonah does not only represent the individual disobedient Christian who is asleep in the midst of spiritual turmoil.
約拿唔單止代表咗嗰啲喺屬靈風暴裡面瞓覺唔肯順服上帝嘅基督徒之外呢。
But Jonah also represents the Church of Jesus Christ.
約拿亦都代表咗今日嘅教會。
A church who's asleep in the midst of a wholesale departure from the faith.
代表咗嗰啲靈性遲鈍幾乎要離開基督信仰嘅教會。
Let me tell you something very important.
我想喺度講一樣嘢好重要嘅俾你聽。
That when a church goes to sleep, the forces of evil begin to take over.
假如一個教會佢係靈命上面係昏昏沉沉嘅，撒旦嘅勢力就會開始興風作浪。
When the church goes to sleep, we begin to experience moral decay.
如果我哋見到呢個教會係沉睡唔醒嘅話，信徒就要面對道德嘅敗壞。
When the church goes to sleep, we begin to lose our families.
如果教會唔警醒嘅話，我哋就要去面對家庭嘅破碎。
When the church goes to sleep, we begin to embrace sin.
我哋如果見到教會唔警醒嘅話，我哋就會姑息罪惡。
Jonah was snoring so loudly that he could not hear the raging winds on deck above.
我哋見到約拿沉睡唔醒，甚至連甲板嘅狂風巨浪都聽唔到嘅話。
Was that the peace of God?
是不是代表着約拿心裡面是有上帝賜給他的平安呢?
No, it was false peace.
很明顯不是啦，這個只是代表到約拿自己在這裡自我麻醉而已。
How could Jonah sleep in the midst of the storm?
你說約拿怎麼可以在風暴裡面沉睡的?
That's because he has drugged himself with the drug of disobedience.
这个是因为约拿的勃逆是成为了他灵性上面的麻醉剂了。
So many are asleep right now in the midst of a raging storm.
今天有很多很多的人在风暴里面去沉睡。
And they are being lulled about by smooth talking people.
我们见到有很多人也都一样是被油嘴滑舌的人的甜言蜜语所蒙蔽。
Be very careful.
所以我哋咧系要非常之小心。
Be careful of false peace.
希望你千祈唔好被虚假嘅平安迷惑。
It could be just the sound of your snoring that is drowning out the noise of the brewing storm.
或者你正喺度呼呼大睡，即系好眼瞓嘅时候，你就听唔见狂风大作。
The pagan sailors did everything they knew to do.
水手用了他的渾身解數來拯救和保護這隻船。
They dumped cargo overboard.
他們將船上面的貨物丟在海裡面。
They used logic.
他們運用他們可以用的邏輯推理。
They used nautical science.
他用了一些航海知識。
They used common sense.
他甚至借用了一般的常識。
But here the problem was not the pagan sailors.
但是我告诉你，其实个问题根本就不是出在水手身上。
The problem was a disobedient man of God.
而是因为有一位不听上帝话语的人在船上面。
The problem was a man of God that was drugged with indifference.
个问题在于什么呢？原来是有一个属于上帝的人，竟然对上帝的命令漠不关心。
The problem was a man of God who was oblivious to the word of God.
个问题是在于有一个属于上帝的人竟然会将上帝的话语抛诸脑后。
The problem was a man of God who put himself ahead and above the word of God.
我们的问题是出于原来有一个属于上帝的人竟然会将自己放在首位，却是没有将上帝的话语予以适当的重视。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something very important.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想告诉你一些很重要的事。
This is a far greater problem than the pagans.
你见到今日约拿面对的问题，其实比那些不信上帝的人更加严重。
God knows how to deal with pagans.
上帝是知道他可以怎样是对待一些不相信他的人。
But what irks the heart of God is a disobedient child.
但是不听话的上帝的儿女呢，却是能够伤害晒上帝的心。
In fact, I want you to notice several ironies here.
在这里呢，我想告诉你听呢，有几件事呢，都是很具有讽刺意味的。
The first irony is in verse 6 of chapter 1.
第一件事呢，就记载在一章六节的。
The second irony is in verse 10 of chapter 1.
第二件事呢，是记载在一章十节的。
The third irony is in verses 14 to 16 of chapter 1.
第三件事呢，是记载在一章十四到十六节的。
I will only introduce the first irony.
今天呢，我就只会将第一件讽刺的事是介绍一下。
The first irony is that the pagan captain wakes up Jonah.
第一个讽刺的是，就是由船长来叫醒约拿的。
Now, listen to the reading of verse 6 of chapter 1 of the book of Jonah.
现在请你听我去读出约拿书第一章第六节。约拿书第一章第六节。他说个船主呢，就去到约拿那里跟他说了，说，喂，你这个睡觉的人，你在这搞什么啊？起身啦，向你的上帝去祈祷啦，或者你的上帝会顾念我们，让我们这船不至于会沉没，我们又不需要灭亡呢。
Sometimes the unbelievers rebuke Christians.
有些时候就是会由一些非信徒来责备基督徒的。
The captain did not know who Jonah's God was.
船长根本不知道约拿的上帝是哪个。
He thought,
那个船长呢，他的心里面可能认为一些东西。
Well, our gods have given up. This man's God may be able to help us.
既然我们的神都无能为力了，可能这个人的上帝可以帮到忙呢。
Even the pagans recognized that this was an extraordinary storm.
就连外邦人都察觉到这场的风暴是非比寻常。
In fact, if you will remember that,Verse 4 tells us that this was not a natural storm.
但是如果我们看一下第一章第四节，他说耶和华让海起大风，海就狂风大作，你就知道这场风暴并不是自然界所导致的。
It was the consequence of Jonah's disobedience.
这场风暴乃是由于约拿的悖逆，他悖逆上帝而引起的。
So what happened next?
咁究竟之后发生啲咩事呢？
I want you to tune into our next broadcast to find out.
当然系欲知后事如何，请按下回分解啦。咁喺呢度咧，我想送上一首歌俾你。听完呢首歌之后，我哋作更多嘅分享。
似迷茫，心中空虚孤单，彷徨与不安。就在那天相遇，我一生的主，以爱引领我路，为我导航。
我已找到盼望，神赐美好生命，救主存在我心里，欢欣透心窝，因他舍身救赎，除去痛苦失望，我心为愿永跟随。一生弃罪亡，
今天他必拯救，替我担当，前途重现希望，永不再彷徨。主恩天天伴随，令身心开朗。
我已找得盼望，神赐美好生命，求主存在我心里，欢欣求心窝。因他舍身救赎，除去痛苦失望，我心为愿永跟随，一生弃罪亡。因他舍身救赎，除去痛苦失望，我心为愿永跟随，一生弃罪亡。
我们见到约拿在这一刻呢仍然未愿意跟随上帝，我们见到他是面对海里面的大风大浪，明知是上帝是向他做紧事，但是他仍然去逃避，甚至要由一个非信徒，就是个船长叫醒约拿。各位弟兄姊妹，可能有些时候我们真的想躲避上帝，我们可能知道上帝的存在，但是我们仍然不想被他去叫醒，或者我们仍然不想去回应他对我们的呼召。不知道你是否面对着这样的问题呢？如果是的话，希望你能够尽快去走出你的困境，是真心地回到去天父的怀抱里面，因为你要知道天父每日都在等待你的回来，在这里希望你能够真正的回到去天父的怀抱。如果你乐意同我们去分享你的困境或者你的挑战的话，欢迎你写信或者电邮来到给我们，给我万峰或者给麦克牧师都可以的。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，我们下次时间再见。